Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, and I'm your host, Terry Littlejohn. And I want to thank all of the listeners out there who've been listening to me. I've been on the air for almost 3 years, and I really appreciate it. And I really feel blessed to have this show to continue to bring to you the truth, the way that I see it, the way that it is. Now, tonight's topic is a very, very serious topic. And you know the name of my show is Truth Heals. So I really, really am serious about tonight's topic and telling the truth so that people can begin to heal. I also know that truth is painful, but without the truth, we cannot begin to heal. Now, my topic is the many shades of abuse. And I chose this title because abuse can be seen as very contradictive, a very confusing word, a very misunderstood word, and it can come in all different shades. It's not just one way we can talk about this word abuse. So before we get into the in-depth truth about the word abuse and the many shades of it, I'm going to give you the definition of it as I do every week to the information that I'm talking about. Abuse is the improper usage or treatment of an entity, often to unfairly or improperly gain a benefit. Now, I repeat that. It's an abuse. The improper usage or treatment of an entity, often to unfairly or improperly gain a benefit. So that tells me that when something is abusive to you or someone is abusive to you, it's to gain a benefit, whether it's an object, meaning, you know, sometimes the things we eat can be abusive. The things we watch can be abusive. But the people who produce that food, they're gaining a benefit by us eating it. The people behind that show that you're watching or whatever it is, they're gaining. It's their benefit that you watch it. Now, to the people that are directly abusing us, remember, there's always a reason for it. There's always a gain for it, depending on what type of abuse it is. Now, I'm going to go through some of the abuses first because there are a lot of different, like I said, shades of abuse. There's an abuse of authority, abuse of indulgence, you know, abuse of power, abuse of rank, abuse of trust, abuse of supervision. I mean, it's many different. Character assassinations, defamation. One we hear about most of the time is the domestic abuse and child abuse and different things like that. We hear about those all the time. But there's something called economic abuse, elder abuse, emotional abuse, employee abuse, financial abuse, legal abuse, market abuse. There's all types of abuse. And I challenge my listeners tonight to really research these different shades of abuse, because you never know when you are the victim, when someone around you is gaining something from you because they're using these abusive tactics in order to achieve what they want. And sometimes we don't even know that we're in this abuse setting or that we're being abused. So it's very important that we understand the definition of abuse and how it works. Now I'm going to read it one more time. Abuse is the improper usage or treatment of an entity to unfairly or improperly gain or benefit. So everyone out there that's living among other people, I'm pretty sure that we've encountered some type of abuse. Now, myself, personally, I have encountered some type of abuse. And I really had to ask myself, was it true? And how could I allow myself to become or to be a part of, must I say, to be a part of something that was abusive? And it was in a form of abuse that we don't normally talk about. It's more of a silent abuse. And it was in a form of verbal and mental. Now, verbal, we can see that. You know, we can hear it. And we know when the words are not the norm. We know when the language is not the norm and when the voice changes, and we know when it's a harsher voice or when it's not something that we're used to. So the verbal abuse, you can kind of see it, but then some people say, you know, I was taught, oh, sticks and stones may break your bones, but words will never hurt you, which that is not true, because words can hurt you. So when a person is verbally abusing you, that can get into your psychic, and it can become something that is not conducive to your behavior, conducive to who you are, meaning that your whole behavior can change and you don't even realize it because of these words that are put on you that are not gentle and kind words. They're abusive words. And then the other one that I had to acknowledge was a mental abuse, where the person tried to mentally abuse me in a way where they thought that the things that they were doing and saying were really controlling my mind and in a sense getting into my psychic, but they were not. But one thing it did happen was that it did get into my heart, but I had to learn that your heart and your mind and your body are three different things, but they all work together, but they are three different things. And I understand why God did it that way, for our heart and our mind and our body. They're supposed to work together. One is supposed to protect the other. So we have to really be careful of the different things that we allow into our mind, the different things that we allow into our life, into our space, so that we don't fall into one of these abusive categories. And like I said, there's a lot of abusive categories. There's the whispering campaign. I'll give you some more. I just talked about the verbal abuse, telephone abuse, taunting. You know, people can taunt you. Surveillance abuse. There's even one, which I know very well, called the stalking abuse. That's when you're getting unwanted attention towards others by individuals. And sometimes it can be related to harassment and intimidation, because a person stalking you, remember, when it becomes abusive, it's because they're trying to gain something. They may try to gain intimidation by stalking you, and you're not knowing when they're going to appear. So they feel like they're intimidating you because you don't know what they're going to do. And there's a lot of reasons that these things happen. There's a lot of reasons that these things occur. So I want to tell you guys out there listening, please, if you know of anyone that you feel that is being abused in any shape or form, in any shades, as I said, please give them information give them a number. I have a number here that they can call. And if this number doesn't work, then they need to call this number and ask the people who answer this phone, because it's a 24/7 phone number. They can at least guide them to the proper place where they can get some help with this abuse. And it's 1-800-799-7233. And it's 1-800-799-SAFE, 7233. And they're available 24 hours a day. And it's actually the National Domestic Violence Hotline. That's the one I thought that I would give everybody, because the abuse is very common in our society, but the most talked about and the most probably one that occurs most of the time is the domestic abuse. So once again, the number is 1-800-799-SAFE, SAFE. Now, if you want to call in tonight and give your truth about the shades of abuse, you can call us at 347-237-5247. Now, I'm giving you that number, 347-237-5247. Now, I have a caller. I have a couple of callers on the line, so I'm going to get through the calls as quickly as I can. Okay, the first caller, from 314, may I help you?
I'm just listening to Harriet.
Oh, okay, thank you, Harriet. I'm glad you made it this week. Sorry about last week. I'm not sure what the technical difficulties were, but thank
right.
you for joining. And appreciate
You're welcome.
It. So I'll just put you back on mute. Okay, the next caller we have is a caller from 213. You there?
Yeah.
How are
hello?
You doing tonight? Yes, hello.
I'm blessed.
Amen. Amen.
First of all, I want to thank you for your forum. It gives an open platform for, you know, and what, if your listeners know it or not, you're bringing people to the kingdom, and that's what God wants us to do. It allows one to talk about this. And if all of Terry's listeners out there know or not, just because you're not being hit doesn't mean you're not being abused, which is what I found myself being into. I'm like, well, at least you're not hitting me. And then also, too, that's excellent that Terry gives the definition of abuse, because it can be abusive to yourself to allow yourself to be abused over and over. In any way, shape, or form. And I just, that was an epiphany I got just from listening. Open your ears and allow yourself to listen. Sometimes the truth does hurt. It does. And if you, abuse hurts. I'd rather be hurt by the truth than to be hurt by abuse. And we get defensive when we're being abused. However, another point people don't realize is spiritual abuse. I was raised Catholic, and all of that is about guilt. I was turned away from religion, and I not only was I abused non-physically, but verbally, mentally, emotionally, but spiritually as well. Preached to constantly, told I was not listening to God. But you never know what you are dealing with. But just know it, and if it doesn't feel right, it's not of God. It's not.
Well, yes, one of the listings on there was spiritual. I just didn't say it, but there was a spiritual piece on there as well. And
okay.
One is called
awesome.
Power. Yeah, people who have the power, when I was researching, it's a certain type of power that people want to have over other people, and they can be abusive with their powers.
Amen. And it can come full circle into when you're allowing it as being abusive to oneself. So if it doesn't feel right, it's wrong. It's completely wrong. I had been in abusive situations prior, and then found myself in a situation where, amen, I'm not being hit, but I was still being abused, and but yet this is not right. It doesn't feel right. I don't like it. And
yeah, a lot of people, they don't talk about it. They focus. The media focuses more on the domestic, the violent part of abuse.
Amen.
But the silent one that is the most is the verbal and the mental part. That's like the
and there is an agenda. And there is an agenda. There's a payoff. What's in it for that person? There's a that's the term I like to use. There's something in it for the abuser, and then
right.
to tolerate it, there's you have to, one has to ask oneself, what is the payoff for the tolerance? That's the honest. Honesty can hurt, and one has to ask oneself that question. So,
well, they say
one,
that the person, from the research I've done, and from myself having to go through therapy for it, when the person that is being abused tolerates it, is because they don't recognize that that's what it is. They don't recognize that it's abuse, meaning that they're dealing with it from a day-to-day process of it. That's the way they're processing it. In other words, every day is a new day, and today is not the day. Today is a better day.
Mm-hmm.
This won't happen today. And they're
mm-hmm.
not compounding the entire situation to know that it's been 2 years now, it's been 3 years now, it's been 4 years now, and this has not changed.
And then maybe things will be different.
Right,
and then
right,
there's
right.
always an element of fear, and there's an acronym
mm-hmm.
for that, false evidence appearing real. There's no fear in God, and I do
no.
trust and believe
no.
in my Father. So therefore, every day I wake up, I know there's something he wants me to do. And I know if it doesn't feel right, then it's wrong. So therefore,
exactly.
I place all of my trust in him, and I move forward. I know what he wants for me, and it's not that. And
right,
Terry, I thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, the Bible says, in John it says, God is not a God of fear. And
no.
most people who are in abusive situations, like I said, if they're abusing food, abusing whatever, on the job, wherever they're being abused at, that fear sets in to where they don't want to deal with the abuse. They don't want to challenge it. They don't want
mm-hmm.
to make it go away. They don't want to face it because they're afraid.
They want to deal with
fear.
False evidence appearing real. Because
right,
he wants
right.
to end it. They're afraid that their finances will end, their security will end.
Exactly.
They'll be
things
in a worse off
situation. Mm-hmm.
And it's all smoke screen. And trust when I say it's a smoke screen.
Yes.
All I know is that prior to, things were way different. I know, and I can start over, and I will, and I have. Amen. And I thank you, Terry, for your for providing a platform. I am thankful to God that I have. You have not because you asked not. I asked,
Amen.
And I have, and I have. And
Amen.
Thank you so much for being an obedient servant. God is good. Just
well,
know
you're
that.
Welcome.
Everyone
thank
listening,
you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, I appreciate your call. And
I appreciate
to continue
mm-hmm.
To live
Amen.
In the truth so that we can
Amen.
Heal. Like I said, it's painful, but once you go through the pain, then the healing starts. Like if you have an injury or you have, you know, something, you scratch yourself, it's painful at that moment. But we all know when it starts to heal, it gets to itching, you know, and that's when you know
mm-hmm.
the pain goes away.
It's a sign of healing. One
yes.
of my physicians told me years ago, and this is a doctor, and usually they're into science and they're atheists or agnostics. It was actually my obstetrician, and he told me, don't complain. Nothing is going through is that. Is that deep? Because think about it. They hung Jesus on a cross and he did nothing but heal the sick and raise the dead. He did nothing. And at that point, I had to shut my mouth.
Wow.
So every morning
that
I wake up, I know it's a blessing. There's something still he wants me to do.
Right.
And I seek his guidance every day.
I
know he loves me.
And that's what you have to know, and that's what I was told. When when you're in an abusive situation, whether it's your job, whether it's spiritual, whether it's it's domestic. At that point, we kind of lose touch. We're not in touch with ourselves. We lose ourselves in it. And when you
we have to praise him in the midst. It sounds crazy. Pardon? Nobody wants to hear that. Praise him in the midst, like Job.
Right,
even though
and that's
he's
the problem.
Praying.
Right, because if you stay within yourself, then you will be able to hear what God is telling you, because he gives each one of us our own message. He's made each one of us in his image, but he also made each one of us to do what he put us here to do. So when we get off track and we don't stay focused on who we are, then it's easier for us to become abused. It's easy for us to sit there eating a bag of potato chips because we're not really focusing on what those potato chips are doing to us. What we're not living in that moment. We're caught up in something else. If you're living in that moment, you will hear God say, those chips are not good for you, Terry. This is what I want you to do. This is what you're supposed to do. And it goes from potato chips to anything else that we abuse. We're not
living
in that moment.
That's free will. I sometimes pray for God to take my free will. I don't want it because it's not working. It's not working. However, like I said, you have not because you ask not. And I ask, and he answers. And I will tell you, I don't care what's going on. I don't care. Praise him in the midst, and he never fails.
Right.
All the answers to your prayers are yes and amen. He gives you beauty for ashes. Always.
Right. You know, it says in Matthew, ask and you shall receive. Knock and the door shall be open.
Amen.
It says that in Matthew every day, all day.
Yeah.
And we just have to stay focused on that and ask him to tell us what do you want, because he'll tell you, hey, you're not supposed to be talked to that way. You're not supposed to be dealt with
that
way. You're supposed to be treated as a child of God at all times, every day, every second. So anytime you're not, whether you're on your job, whether you're whatever you're doing, whoever abusing you, whether it's yourself whoever.
I want to say to the listeners, I really want to make a serious contrast. I have been married 3 times. I have, in my first two, I've had both jaws broken, both shoulders dislocated.
Oh my God.
And I've had serious injuries, hospitalization. I have been through serious physical abuse. But in the last marriage, none of that, never been touched. But in the last one was the type of abuse I never experienced ever, never touched. It was all verbal, emotional, and mental, and most of all, spiritual. And that's the one that was the straw. Never.
Right.
The silent one. The non-tangible, which is the one that was the clearly. Oh, you get jokes. Okay, so give me a curveball. I'm
just
going to hit a home run. No,
it's
not happening, Captain.
Yeah.
No.
Right.
No.
Yeah. You don't see the billboards for those you just mentioned, but you'll see the ones for domestic. You'll see the ones for all the other types, the children, but you will not see the ones you just talked about.
I can't explain it, but the first one was 19 years. The second one, God said, oh, no, my child's not going through that. And it took him from this earth. The third one, I said, girl, you better woman up. And I did. And so there you have it. I will tell all of your listeners, you know, if they want to contact you, why I give you permission to give them my email address. And I will be happy to listen. I will be happy to.
I thank you for that. I thank you. And
it's my
very
pleasure.
It's
my honor.
Yeah. It's very important is what she's saying to everybody out there listening. If you know of anyone or yourself, if you feel that this is what you're going through, do not hide it. Do not suppress it. Do not channel it to something else. Talk about it. Ask questions about it. Seek help outside of the situation. If it's a job, if it's the church, if it's a house, if it's a marriage, seek advice outside of it. Because
that's
if
important.
The person,
It could be. It could be a child.
Yes.
It could be anything. If it doesn't feel right, then it isn't. It's not of God.
You have to step outside of it, because if you don't, people have to understand, and I have to say this, the situation that's causing the abuse to you, they're going to create an environment that's going to make you think that it's not happening. They're going to make you think that it's not abuse. They're going to make you think that it's you. They're going to make you think, they're going to put the mirror in front of you and make you think that all of this is something that you're causing.
Or try to make you think that. And then
when you try to rebel against it,
there's a fight.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You have to step outside. You have to get advice from someone on the outside. You cannot be fearful to talk about this, because 9 times out of 10, if you believe that it's happening, it is happening. And so I challenge my listeners out there today, if you know of anyone, or if yourself is going through anything, any of the abuses that I mentioned, and there's many more, there's many shades of abuse, many, many shades. And if you know of anyone out there, please listen to them. Talk to them. Let them understand that what they're experiencing is real, and it's not going to go away because they stay. It's not going to go away because they're silent. It's not going to go away because they tell it to. So we have to understand that. We really, truly have to understand how powerful this word abuse is and how it comes in many, many, many shades. So I thank you, caller, for tonight, and I really appreciate the information that you gave us and the listeners out there. I hope you understood what this caller was saying, and I hope that this truth that we spoke tonight was healing. First and foremost, know that if you're feeling pain right now because of what you just heard, and you may feel confusion because of what you just heard, give that to God. Get on your knees and pray, because this is the time when he wants us to come to him. He is our Father. We are his children. He does not want us to hurt. He does not want us to be in pain. He wants us to give it to him. That is the reason that he brought his son here, to take that pain for us. So we have to give it to him. So if you're feeling any of this tonight, please take it to him in prayer, and he will begin to give you the healing power that you need. He will give you the directions that you need so that you can begin to do away with this abuse in your life. See, because it may be a person, it may be a situation, but you have to understand, you have to deal with yourself first in order to deal with the situation. So you have to make yourself stronger. So I thank you, and they're count me down, caller, and you be blessed, okay?
Amen. Thank you as well.
Okay. Well, tonight, you guys, we dealt with the many shades of abuse. And as I said earlier, if you know of anybody out there, you feel like you're in a situation yourself, please call someone at 1-800-799-7233. 1-800-799-7233. And if you don't want to call that number, you can email me, and I can give you the information for the caller that was just talking, and you can contact her. But please, make a move. Don't sit still in it. And as I say all every week, John 8:32, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So please, everybody, until next week, stay true and be blessed. Good night.